Writing 2G. Exercise 4, page 31.
My friends Stephen and Anthony were talking about the old mansion on the top of the hill that everyone said was haunted. I made the mistake of saying that I didn't believe in ghosts. The next thing I knew, I was accepting a dare to go into the house at night, alone, and not come out until the morning. I was scared, but I had to prove to them that ghosts didn't exist. As far as I could remember, nobody had ever lived in the old house. Some said that a terrible accident happened there a long time ago. All the doors and windows had boards covering them, but one of the windows was open. As I slipped into the house, I noticed all the old dusty furniture. The floors were creaky and it was almost pitch black. Luckily, I had a torch. As I was walking down a long hallway, I heard a loud thud. I froze. Suddenly, the battery in my torch died. I was left in the dark with only the pale light of the moon coming through the open window. I was about to start walking again when I heard loud scratching sounds, like claws scraping against the wooden floors. I screamed. As it turns out, that was the scariest part of my night. After a minute, I saw five pairs of green eyes coming towards me. It was a cat and her kittens. I felt relieved and a bit foolish for being so terrified by a few cats. In the end, I was able to find homes for all of the kittens, and I kept the mother cat for myself. I named her Spooky.